So that was the first point that the Buddha made. And then he said, secondly, he wanted that his disciples, when they did gather together, they should gather together in harmony and disperse in harmony. And this word harmony is a wonderful word. We often use it in connection with music. We speak of certain instruments being in harmony, agreeing, blending, producing a beautiful and inspiring sound. So harmony among people, harmony within the Sangha, is a very precious and a very valuable and a very beautiful thing. And sometimes I'm asked if I ever feel disappointed by anything. And I have to admit that there is one thing that does sometimes disappoint me or even pain me, and that is when I hear of disharmony within the Sangha. Disharmony, whether it's within the order or whether it's within a chapter or it's whether it's at a particular center or whether it's just within the Buddhist community generally. If I hear of disharmony, it disturbs and it disappoints me. So those of us who do in one way or another belong to the Sangha, whether as order members, as mitras or as friends, it's incumbent upon us to do everything that we can to promote harmony, not just the harmony of external agreement, but the harmony that comes when we have a deep feeling for one another, an appreciation of one another, and a realization that we are all treading the same spiritual path. Of course, this does not mean that we necessarily always agree, but it should be possible to maintain harmony even when there is disagreement about this or that particular issue. And this brings me to the question of tolerance. There's a lot of talk about tolerance these days, especially in interfaith circles. And I heard something of this kind of talk just the day before yesterday, when I was down in London at Lambeth Palace, attending a meeting of faith leaders, religious leaders, who were to meet with the Dalai Lama and have some discussion with him. So there was a lot of talk about love, there was a lot of talk about compassion, and a lot of talk about tolerance. But I have found over the years that tolerance, that the idea of tolerance is quite often quite misunderstood. To be tolerant does not necessarily mean that you have to agree with what others say. There are differences of opinion, differences of belief, which are inevitable. But the fact that one differs in belief, differs in doctrine, differs in practice from someone, does not mean that one should have a negative attitude towards them. Does not mean that one should not regard them with what the Buddha called the eye of friendship. So, it's not that in order to be tolerant, we have to accept that all teachings are the same, that there's no difference between them. That's a false conclusion. We have to recognize that there are very great and significant differences between the various religions of the world. I noticed that when the Dalai Lama did speak the day before yesterday, he made a clear distinction between theistic religions and non-theistic religions. And I was very glad to hear him making that distinction at a gathering where there were followers both of the theistic forms of religion and the non-theistic ones, like Buddhism. So that's a very important point, that to be tolerant does not necessarily mean that you have to believe that everyone basically believes the same thing or basically worships the same God and so on. No. There can be differences of opinion, at the same time there can be harmony. And that should certainly be the case within the Buddhist community, within the Sangha. We may have our little differences, practical and theoretical perhaps, differences of doctrine, differences of method, but that should not mar the overall harmony. Maybe a little discordant note here and there, but sometimes even a discordant note can contribute, as in music, to the overall harmony.